records and they're all scratched.
Sound just like a record on a phonograph.
Gold records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
I am a DJ. I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go him dancing there by the record machine.
Change another ball.
Hey, mister, that's me up on the jukebox.
Jukebox Saturday night.
We've got a jukebox that pulls the toy, toy.
All the jukebox music.
May I say, before this record spins to a close.
Today in the final experience, we'll cruise on into that better-than-ever street with Aretha Franklin, Sniffin' the Tears, Gary Numan, The Grateful Dead, with the wheels spinning at 45 RPM, some car songs that became hit singles. And then we'll pull over to the side of the road and get busy with romantic favorites by Squeeze and Marvin Gaye. But first, from their most recent full-length album, What a Terrible World, What a Wonderful World, The Decemberists, an anti-summer song. Not a bad way to ease into September. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
To the river, but the river got down. All the good people were hanging around. Too little, too late. Everybody got a Medicaid. Through the winter, when the winter comes down, all this city comes to hanging ground.
Decemberists on the Vinyl Experience. Okay, so an anti-summer song, but this season, this late summer, early fall time, has its own particular pleasures, and one of them is that it's still warm enough to pop the top. Let's do that and cruise with some great driving music, beginning with the single version of Aretha Franklin's 80s comeback, Freeway of Love.
Vision in white. How to get your pants so tight.
drop the top, baby. And let's cruise on into this better than ever street.
Thank you. Don't tell me this town ain't got no heart. Don't tell me this town ain't got no heart. Don't tell me this town ain't
The Grateful Dead, and what may very well be the most controversial record they ever released, Shakedown Street, and Sniffin' the Tears with Driver's Seat. Cars made a star of Gary Numan in 1980, and Aretha Franklin had a comeback with Freeway of Love. The Vinyl Experience with one of the benefit LPs of the mid-80s, an album called Live for Life, a very special live album featuring Sting, Jeff Beck, Bob Marley, R.E.M., Stuart Copeland, The Bangles, and more. Let's hear some under the more category. The Go-Go's, followed by Squeeze.
Empty pocket, a food without a song. Your body gets
You know, usually live tracks, especially those collected for these one-off benefit albums, are kind of lousy. However, that one actually puts some flesh on the bones of the old standard by Squeeze called Tempted and the Go-Go's in an energetic version of We Got the Beat, state-of-the-art rock in 1986, when Live for Life, a very special live album, benefit for cancer research, was put out on an LP. Motown loved Formula. And when Marvin Gaye's I Heard It Through the Grapevine became a runaway hit, they prepared a sequel. Marvin Gaye outdid himself. This one is even more sinister. But that's the way love is.
How it is, my little love. Yeah, now, I know you're walking down a lonesome road, and your heart is kind of heavy low. I know you feel like you ain't got a friend. Oh, and your whole world is caving in. Oh, but now's the time to be strong. You gotta forget him now that he's gone.
the walls. Knows he tires easily. Johnny thinks the world would be right if he could buy the truth from him. Mary says he changes his mind. Chance was slim. Johnny says he's willing to learn when he decides he's a fool. Johnny says he'll live anywhere. Still acts like he's being discovered. Scared that he'll be caught without a second thought. Running around.
R.E.M.'s lovely full-length LP debut, Murmur, included that song called Talk About the Passion, and Robert Palmer went looking for clues with the hit song Johnny and Mary. The Vinyl Experience. The Patti Smith Experience. A record on Arista that Clive Davis took to the bank. His instincts were right about Patti and Bruce.
Take me now, baby, here's I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
City. Welcome to CBGB's! We'll be right back.
that right.
Same era, but light years apart musically. There's Lynyrd Skynyrd and Robert Gordon with the Tough Darts from CBGB's to Good Old Boys in Alabama, but a couple of records from the mid-70s that still sound great. In fact, Mobile Fidelity has graduated the old Street Survivors LP to their high-res roster of remasters, and the original Atlantic Records Live at CBGB's set goes back now exactly 40 summers, all for the love of rock and roll. 50 summers ago, the weirdest record ever released by the Beatles was playing in jukeboxes and spinning on the radio both sides of a double A release, and for the first time, tracks that had been sourced from their current album. Eleanor Rigby and Yellow Submarine had about as much in common as Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Tough Darts, but that's okay. The more the merrier. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say merry. Let's get very serious now.
Look at all the lovely people. Look at all the lovely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream. Waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Church and was buried along with her name.
sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found a sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
And our friends are all aboard, many more of them live next door, and the band begins to play.
Yellow submarine, we all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
Post on ahead, Mr. Parker, post on ahead.
And that's The Vinyl Experience, the Beatles' Odd Couple single, Odd Coupling, that is, of Yellow Submarine and Eleanor Rigby, state of the art, exactly 50 years ago. There's more Vinyl Experience to discover in the archives at PRN.FM, and of course, those Vinyl Experience stations spin on iHeartRadio, the Vinyl Experience, Vinyl Jazz, and Vinyl Standards 24/7 on the app. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Give us a thumbs up. I'm Paul Cavalcante.